Today is both the darkest and the most important day in human history. Jesus the Christ, true God and true man, died upon the cross to pay the price of your sins and mine. The promise made to Adam and Eve on the day they sinned is fulfilled by the agony of our Savior. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Once and for all time, our Lord was sacrificed to redeem sinners. In his death is our life. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be redeemed from eternal death. Some larger parishes may have a worship service from noon to 3, the hours of darkness on Good Friday. Others, like Trinity, will gather in the evening to ponder this gift of love. No matter when the congregation gathers, it gathers because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Therefore the Church prays today, Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.